When Mick Rohrabach first arrived in Unalaska in 1980, his focus wasn't exactly on the small screen. He came to work as an engineer on a factory trawler. While the Seattle transplant had other jobs in the fishing industry, his mother, Pat Crisp, says,
"He was a natural ham. His performing days go back to when he was, you know, 4 or 5 years old with neighbor kids and putting on little parades and costumes. When I look back on it, it was something he always did."
It didn't take long for Rohrabach to find his way to Channel 8. Besides that TV station, the only other source of broadcast information in Unalaska was a radio signal beamed in by the armed forces. Lynn Fitch, the former TV station manager, says Rohrabach was part of a small group of volunteers who tried to fill the gap.
"We were determined, really, that if you worked 12 hours as a processor, you could go home and for an hour, you could kind of see what was going on in the community. And we may not have been the most professional news people, but by gosh, we covered a lot of stuff."
I'm Mick Rohrabach, and here's a news update from Channel 8. On Wednesday, September 25th, beginning their first day of 7-day service and a new flight time of 12:35, Mark Air Flight 71, with 19 people on board, crash-landed at the Unalaska airport.
There were no injuries that day in 1985. Over the next few years, Rohrabach would host countless news updates and community talk shows, some of which are still in production today. He even interviewed Senator Ted Stevens on the air. But Rohrabach's real passion was for drama. He helped write Unalaska's own soap opera, Another Day in Dutch, and eventually he designed a character just for kids.
"Clubhouse, Mr. Mick."
"Good morning, Mr. Mick. Eunice Ian. You wanted a wake-up call."
"Okay, thank you."
"You're welcome."
"Bye."
"Bye-bye."
"Oh, good morning, boys and girls."
Mr. Mick's Clubhouse aired on Saturday mornings. Rohrabach would put on a captain's hat and invite local children into the studio for story time and games. Like a lot of Channel 8 productions, it was a labor of love. Rohrabach's friends and family members regularly appeared on the show, and he enlisted his mother to mail props from out of state. Outside the station, Rohrabach was a big part of Unalaska's arts community. He hosted parties, put on plays, and eventually got a job teaching music in Unalaska's school. Local artist Carolyn Reed remembers watching Rohrabach in the classroom in the early 90s.
"At the time, I was starting to teach for the University of Alaska, and so I was looking at teachers and I was looking at role models of how are you effective as a teacher. And I saw in Mick was he was able to totally enrapture a student and bring him in and get him involved and have him just love what they were doing. He knew how to develop passion, I think, in his students."
But he lacked academic credentials. In 1992, Rohrabach lost his job and left Unalaska. The music program kept growing after his departure, and Rohrabach pushed on, giving music lessons in private schools and churches around Seattle, and eventually moving to Brazil to teach English. Rohrabach was planning to come home to Seattle this winter when he fell seriously ill. After nearly 3 months in intensive care battling infections, Rohrabach died in late January. The news spread on Facebook, where Rohrabach had kept in touch with his closest friends in Unalaska long after he left the island. Lynn Fitch says the relationship she started with Rohrabach at Channel 8 grew stronger over the years.
"He orchestrated all the music for my mom's funeral and sang Amazing Grace. I mean, that's the kind of Mick person that he was. You were really lucky if you were his friend. You were really lucky if you weren't, because everybody was his friend."
Rohrabach is survived by his parents, siblings, nieces and nephews, and two cats, Freddie and Ernie. A memorial service will be held this Sunday in Ballard. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.